Manu Patra alerts dated the 4th of September 2019. Supreme Court has upheld a previous Bombay High Court order, reaffirming the autonomous status of Jamnalal Bajaj Institute of Management Studies, JBIMS, for the academic year 2019-20. The State Common Entrance Test Cell released a fresh seat allotment list for admissions to the institute, as the admissions conducted as per the first seat allotment list released on the 17th of July stands cancelled, following the order. Apex Court has observed that it is sad that both the commissions, that is the Child Rights Commissions of Centre and of West Bengal, cannot come to a conclusion for the welfare of the poor girls. This observation came while expressing anguish over the tussle between the two commissions in a child trafficking case in West Bengal. Delhi High Court has declined to entertain an implementation of certain steps, including two child norm, to control the country's rising population on the basis that it was the root cause of rise in crimes, pollution and dearth of resources in jobs. The court noted that it is for parliament and state legislatures to enact the law and not for this court. Delhi High Court has dismissed a request from Anheuser Busch InBev, AB InBev, to stay a 3-year sales ban imposed by New Delhi City authorities, dealing another setback for the world's largest brewer in one of the country's key markets. Authorities in New Delhi barred AB InBev in July from selling its beer in the city market on allegations of evading local state taxes. Uttarakhand High Court has restrained all bar associations of the state from passing resolutions to prevent advocates from representing a person or persons in a particular criminal case, saying all accused have a constitutional right to be defended in court. Delhi High Court has observed that an order of acquittal in a criminal case cannot be interfered with lightly by an appellate court. The court pointed out that an order of acquittal should only be disturbed if there are substantial and compelling reasons to hold that the lower court was wrong. Rajasthan High Court has allowed the Medical Council of India, MCI, to differentiate between persons with disabilities for the purpose of admission on MBBS course. Such determination shall not be in conflict with the provisions of Right of Persons with Disabilities Act, 2016. Bombay High Court has directed the release of Arvind Kumar Dhakad, who was arrested by the Directorate of Revenue Intelligence on allegations of smuggling gold. The court was hearing the habeas corpus petition filed by Dhakad's son, alleging that his father's arrest was in violation of Clause 1 of Article 22 of Constitution of India and Section 104 of Customs Act, 1962. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has set aside a lower court order to liquidate debt ridden Sterling Biotech, permitting its promoters to take back control of the company once they make full payment to the lenders. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, in a partial relief to listed Realty Developer Housing Development and Infrastructure Limited, HDIL, has stayed the constitution of a committee of its creditors. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has slammed the Delhi Pollution Control Committee, DPCC, over its inaction on controlling pollution and taking action against violators, saying it is not just a supervisory authority but is to act itself. The tribunal observed that it is high time the DPCC realized its responsibilities and duties and took prompt steps to do the needful whenever there is violation of environmental law. Bombay High Court has ruled that mere demand of money or property not accompanied by any harassment would not fall under Section 498 of Indian Penal Code, 1860. The court was hearing a petition filed by relatives of Krishna Lahiya, whose wife Priyanka had filed an FIR against them. Allahabad High Court, AHC, has ruled that mere pendency of a criminal case is not a valid reason for confiscation of a person's passport. Further, the court also noted that the criminal case concerned was of a petty nature under Sections 177 and 188 of Indian Penal Code, 1860. Allahabad High Court, AHC, has ruled that the disciplinary authority was erroneous in assuming a situation without supporting evidence and that the principle of preponderance of probability could not be relied upon in a case of no evidence. Allahabad High Court has directed all judicial officers of the state to refrain from displaying their designations on their personal vehicles or on the number plates of their personal vehicles.